There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile, hour number two. Glad to have you along. Live local talk over the hour. Phone number, text line 343-0106, 343-0106. And you know, just like last hour, when I said, you know, I like people that will address a subject that is one that maybe a lot of us talk about, but don't do it the same old way. Look at it in a way that may elicit change, may have a different outcome from what you've been doing before. And that's one of the reasons I like some of the different conservative thought about out of Congressman Mo Brooks. I enjoy his takes. And also, it's one of the reasons, and you'll say, these aren't, but they are the same. Buddy Garrett Williamson from Personal Wedge Fitness in studio. We're going to talk about his brand new show debuting here at FM Talk 106.5. But what I'm talking about is this kind of different approach from the first time I met you. It wasn't the same old pablum about fitness and getting healthy. So thank you for that, and thanks for being here.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on, Sean, very much. So I do try to – I appreciate you saying that I'm somewhat of an individual and different. Now I've got to live up to it.
Well, no, you do, but you do that. I mean, and when we're talking about your story and how you got to this place, but the way you talk about fitness, it's not the same. Now, you're getting results for folks, but you're saying, hey, let's think about this differently. There's things that you've been told. We'll get into the fact that you said there's 10 lies out there that are talked about quite regularly, and you're debunking them for folks on your show.
Yeah, exactly. So the reason I take this approach, if you don't mind me starting there.
Right.
The reason I take that approach is that after reading about it and studying it for so long, and actually I remember starting with my first clients and doing textbook what I read in the book, you know, we're gonna
because you did this in school, you learned about these things. And
yeah, exactly. I have a bachelor's degree in exercise science. I have a master's degree in fitness management, and there are actually books on that we studied on not only exercise physiology but also on, you know, how to be a trainer and how to set up a session and what have you. And then after, you know, 28 years of personal training,
right,
and I noticed that I worked with this certain type of people, just one rather individualized group, and it happened to be people that lived in reality. And I started to look at a lot of stuff that were written. I said, you know, you can write fantastic stuff, that's great, but if people aren't going to do it, then you've got to look at it a little different way. And I started finding what people really were after, and it made it for a very different approach. I also found that man, there's a lot of money in to speak to what you talk about a lot, and there's a lot of money in fake news.
Yeah.
And in my business, there's quite a bit of fake news.
Telling people what they want to hear.
Absolutely, absolutely. And attaching products with it and selling those things or what have you, and keeping people confused, you can do a lot with that. So ask, I think, Orwell in 1984 had something
right
with that. So
we have a study out, you know, we have a contradictory study out every other week when it comes to something, you know, that here's the new big fix. But you talk about that. So you go to academia, and academia has this set of ideas about fitness. And then you spend pushing three decades in the trenches, in the reality of how it's applied.
Right.
And you peel away all the baloney.
Exactly.
And get to what's real.
Right, 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 exactly. The for instance, I say in my promo, you know, that there are a lot of lies. And I'm sure that does what my mother always said, it's a GAD, it's a get attention device. But there's so much truth to it. And I actually am confronting that in the first part of the show, that there are copious amounts of misinformation out there about health, fitness, nutrition, what have you, and what's the there's several factors that are driving that, and they're extremely misleading. They're misleading for people in my field. They're definitely misleading for my clients. And so if I do nothing else, I want to dispel those myths, dispel those lies.
Yeah, what is there something that is conventional logic? Like, well, everybody knows, Garrett, that such... Give me a thing that everybody knows is probably not accurate.
I'll start off with one of the biggies.
Okay.
I mean, why not shoot from the hip and let's go with one of the biggies? So, and this is probably my mantra, actually, and it's something that's driven me for 35 years, and that is that as this whole lie of aging... I call it LOA. It's this is the lie of aging, and that is the idea that it's time, nothing else.
Right.
Time passes on a calendar. We automatically deteriorate.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to tell you something that.
Yeah, that's right, isn't it?
No, absolutely not. Let me step back into the oldest car in the world still moving. It was built in 1818. Don't quote me on this. 1884. It's like 135 years old. Still running.
Wow.
It was a steam engine type of thing. It's kind of interesting. But you think about how do they keep that thing running? Well, they maintain it. They fuel it right. They take care of it. Whatever. Well, but that machine does not recreate itself every 10 years.
Right.
I mean, we have to work on it. Well, the human body does.
Yeah,
which most people don't know. I can get real deep into it, but that's one of the biggest myths is that we deteriorate as time passes by. And the typical argument is that wow, look around, and I see a lot of people like this, so that must be true. Well, it's the same way that that people thought the world was flat,
right,
when Columbus came along.
But I mean, I guess you bring up the idea that does spark an idea in people's head. You see somebody go, "Well, I can't believe that guy's or that lady is this age."
Genius.
They don't act. Yeah, they sure don't act like they're in their 70s.
Right.
You know,
right.
We had that conversation.
Exactly. Exactly. And back when you and I were coming up, that was the same conversation, same reaction, same vision, and gosh, that person didn't act like they're in their 50s.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And so
yeah, I keep moving it 20 years past, because since I can see 50 now, I'm going to move it
right
20 years down the road.
I understand. Once I hit 50, you know, I tell you.
You're like, yeah, that's... Yeah,
I hear that too. So, yeah,
so I mean, that's what we're talking about here in a way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll stay on this point for a bit longer if you don't mind, but I was a pole vaulter in high school, I was a pole vaulter in college. It's kind of the reason I got into this field, what kind of led me into it. So what's interesting is 1992, Sergey Bubka set the world record, and I'm not sure exactly, but I believe 20 foot 1 1/4. And
of course, which is unreal to me.
Incredible. Yeah, yeah. Incredible. Bob Beamon, long jump, 1960 in Mexico. Well, everybody thought that was amazing. It was going to stand for a long time. But if you ask somebody, the average person that kept up with that, do you think somebody's going to break that record? They would have said, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it can stand, but somebody's going to break that record. And sure enough, in Bubka's case, they did. And sure enough, in Bob Beamon's case, they did. Well, what's interesting is that we had a lady in France lived to be 122. Everybody thinks that's amazing. Do you think somebody's going to break it? Well, yeah, I do. I do think somebody's going to break it. Yeah, absolutely. But, okay, so can you get better tomorrow? Oh, absolutely not. Everybody is going to go downhill. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I mean, nobody's going to ever, you know.
There's actually examples out there of this working, and we're not looking at those.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and I mean, that's, I'm getting way too deep into, I have a whole show that I'm going to do on this and what have you. But there are basically five factors that control aging, and they're 100% controllable. But that's just one of the many lies out there.
Yeah, these things that I know you're talking about, we're talking about the show and addressing them. And I want folks too, you're talking about pole vaulting, but I mean, you talk about taking care of yourself, and you do, but then you got a lot to rebuild. You're a triathlete, you're a long distance runner.
Right.
I mean, that kind of beats you up, doesn't it?
Well, it does. I mean, you look at tennis players. I mean, let's say something that this area knows quite a bit about, and that would be football, wouldn't you think?
Mm-hmm.
They're talking right now about Tom Brady. They're talking about, oh man, he's amazing. Lord, look how old he is. It's incredible that he's able to play at that level. He's just phenomenal. And of course, he's going off that brand, you know? Oh no, amazing. And I think, people ask me that, literally, you know, don't you think that's incredible? And of course, you've got to be, I'm happy for him. I think it's amazing. I am amazed as much as I was amazed when Fred Biletnikoff did it.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I was amazed when, you know, George Blonda did it. You know, this has been done before. It's nothing to take away from these guys, but we know about this. With the science is there to prove it. But it's incredible to me how we're amazed every time.
Are they not? But isn't that like a very specific person or a very specific set of genes, or is that something that you think? Do I have that?
Believe it or not, Sean, you do. And I think that's going to cure it for everybody right there. If they know Sean's got
Sullivan's got it, then anybody can have it.
Absolutely.
All right, because, I mean, I feel like, I mean, mentally, I'm probably 12 years old, and but I'm pushing a week out from my 47th birthday, so I you know, don't feel it. We're going to come back. I want to talk more about this. Also, remind folks, this is debut for the show. Tell them about the show. Name all the...
Yeah, it's the Personal Edge Fitness Show. It's going to be on 6 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Right here
on Tuesday evenings. And we're going to dispel some of these myths. We're going to have a running theme that actually, a little lead into the show, we're actually going to be talking about one of the myths and the fact that everybody thinks they're training for something different. Believe it or not, everybody is after the same thing. As crazy as that sounds. So
no.
So, yeah, absolutely. You wouldn't be surprised by it.
All right. Well, we'll tackle this and talk more about the show. And how he got here. Listen, what this guy does for endurance is unreal. This is why I don't get how he's going to explain how it keeps him as young as he is. Because just like looking at pictures of him racing ages me by a year or two. All right. Be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 120 FM Talk 106.5, and welcome back. It's Midday Mobile. We're talking fitness. Garrett Williamson, Personal Edge Fitness, is in, and of course, the show right here on FM Talk 106.5, where he's just making people angry because he's. some people would not be very happy with your messaging because you don't have a miracle pill for us.
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay, interview's over.
In my field, you know, we get asked all the time, what's the exercise that gets rid of, you know, this, and people grab their gut or whatever.
Yes.
And I always like to tell them, I said, you know, with a card-carrying member, I've got two certifications you can't get unless you have a degree in the field. And so being a card-carrying member of, you know, the International Health and Racket and Sport and Fitness Association, I could tell you that, but then I'd have to kill you.
Let's talk about, and I want to get into this in a second, but I want to lay your background. I mean, you're a homeboy from here.
Yeah, born and raised in Mobile.
You go pole vaulting.
Yeah.
And at some point there, you decide, hey, this is this lifestyle, this is something I want to do the rest of my life.
Exactly.
Being health and nutrition. And then you go to take it to the next level from pole vault. How do you get into running triathlons and endurance race? How do you get into that?
Well, it's a lot like pole vaulting. You know, some good strength, good endurance, and a frontal lobotomy. But and parents that I'm not sure they said they were supportive, but you know, it's kind
you're
of
you're gonna do what, Garrett?
Actually, it's funny. The pole vaulting was my third sport of choice. I actually started out in fourth sport. Actually, I started out swimming, got involved in diving, and I started taking gymnastics for diving. I tried to compete in all of those year round. They didn't have those
right
here, but what they did have is a varsity coach that came up to me and found out that I was a gymnast and said, you know, those guys make good pole vaulters. And so told me that when I was in seventh grade. And the varsity track coach tells you that in seventh grade. You know,
you're
that's it.
If anybody from varsity is talking to you when you're in seventh grade.
Being death taxes and I'm going to be a pole vaulter.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, I got into that. But what really got me into this field, believe it or not, was gymnastics. And a lot of people get into what I'm doing by being a coach first.
Right.
And I coached all those disciplines, actually, but I coached gymnastics for 20 years in several different facilities. And I actually had intentions of going to law school and was studying poli-sci and realized, man, I kind of like doing this. This is fantastic.
Right.
And so that's when I started investigating it and switched my major and then went and got my master's degree. But I actually learned what I'm doing in my mentorship. And I did two mentorships, one in Dallas, Texas at Ken Cooper's facility, but also one in Tulsa, Oklahoma at St. John's Siegfried Health Center. And I met a guy that was doing this, and I was doing a little bit of it at the time, but I always thought of, this is a part-time job, this isn't a full-time gig. And so I started going after it as a full-time gig, and lo and behold, you know, 28 years later, I'm still going to work in tennis shoes. So.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
But then I got into the, you asked about the competing.
Yeah.
Being a trainer for 28 years and coaching, you know, you heard that old adage about those who teach.
Right. Well,
can't,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but I still wanted to compete. I still wanted to do all those things. And so when right at my 40s, I started doing triathlons again. I did a couple of them in college, but we do a lot of crazy things in college.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
So I got back into riding. I started doing some bike rides with my brother and some staff members. And then I started competing in triathlons. I was doing okay. And lo and behold, just the heck of it, the sprint, USAT Sprint National Championships was held in a little place called Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And I contacted my brother and I said, man, what the heck? You know, even right. when I vaulted collegiately at Georgia, I never vaulted in a national championship. Why don't give it a shot? So I went up to Tuscaloosa, competed, ended up placing sixth, qualified for Team USA, and made it to my first world championships.
I went to Beijing.
In Beijing, yeah,
wow.
Exactly. Ended up competing in China, racing for Team USA. And it was a massive thrill. I had a great trip. I had a great race. Ended up being the top American finisher in my division in that particular race. And
wow.
I guess you'd say I got bit by the bug. I mean, and now eight world championships later in three different disciplines, and I'm still enjoying it. So.
It's, I mean, that is just, I mean, it is skill set, but it's also endurance.
It is. It
right?
is.
I
but it is. It's endurance. It's strength. It's accuracy of training or efficiency of training. Believe it or not, because I've got a full time job.
Yeah.
And as do most everybody that I'm competing against. So it's finding the way to make your time effective and far more efficient. And that's what we do with our clients. But that's
well, that gets me excited, right, about the message, because when I say, hey, I only have, you know, 15 minutes. I only have 30 minutes on Tuesdays to do anything.
Right.
You actually know what that means.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and that's why I was talking about people living reality. And so what can we do at that time? Well, I know what you should do is you should do 3 hours of this and 2 hours of that and eat a picture perfect meal and whatever. Okay. Well, that, and I've got a life to have, you know? So we have to take all those ideas into factor and, but you can perform pretty much at the top of your game. At least at where you want to live, how you want to live, what kind of shape you want to be in, even with abbreviated time.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, because if I hear somebody, if I go to talk to somebody and you sit down, you and I sat down a month or two ago, and we're talking about ideas here, and I said, okay, well, I want to accomplish this. I want to be able to hike more mountains. That's my thing. You know, I want to be able to hike more mountains, do more of that. And you said, well, okay, Sullivan, you're going to do 4 hours on Monday. You're going to do 3 hours
right,
on Tuesday.
Right, yeah.
I'm here at this place right here, 10 plus hours a day on a good day,
exactly.
On an easy day. So
exactly.
I've got two children and all this. So I would just, at that point, I would have tuned you out. But you didn't do that with me. You said, hey, man, it's different for every person.
Right. Well, and that's the thing is that, believe it or not, when people contact us and ask about, you know, I'm interested in this program, XYZ, 75% of the people come to us for weight loss. We've got
mm-hmm.
rehab. We've got it all. And they'll say, what's your program for this? And I'll ask them, well, who are you? So like you and I did when we sat down and mm-hmm. talked, you know, what's your day look like? You know, what are you interested in attaining? Where are you right now? What do you like? What do you not like? What do you absolutely hate? Cam Arston, when we talked on his show,
mm-hmm.
he mentioned about a sub whatever minute 5K, mm-hmm. but then he told me, I just kind of want to fit into my pants. Well, hang on a second. That's
yeah.
the one that means something to you.
That is.
You mentioned to me three times. Go for that, you know, and that can be done in abbreviated time, believe it or not.
Okay, but you said this goes back to the fact that we're dealing with aging.
Right.
I mean, this all this stuff we talk about, fitting in my pants, hiking a mountain,
exactly.
running a triathlon,
exactly.
but you said this is about aging.
Yeah, well, the reason I say it's about aging is because we've made it about aging. We've made aging a time passing on a calendar a measurement of a fitness level. You know,
mm-hmm.
your age does not dictate your fitness level. It never has. It literally never has. Because as soon as you say, you know, gosh, Garrett, I look around and I see all these guys that are XYZ age, whatever, they can't do this. I can show you article after article that we're always shocked to see when they come out in the New York Times or they come out and wherever. Every time they hit the media, oh my gosh, you see this 100-year-old did this or whatever? There were five of those last week, like
right.
there were the week before.
You're saying it's not as big of an anomaly.
No, it's not. It's not an anomaly at all. It's just the fact that it's been popularized and honestly, Sean, you know as well as I do, it's a really good excuse. You know, it's a good excuse not to do something. Oh, I can't. Gosh, I would. I'd be amazing if I wasn't this age. Well, I'm sorry. There's no excuse for that. You shouldn't feel that way. But in the same breath that I say that and make a lot of people mad,
yeah,
I'm also going to tell you that It's your responsibility, which means you have full control of it.
So what about that? Because it's a two-part, the responsibility thing, I think, goes into so many things in our lives.
Absolutely.
But you, people argue, in a time of the past, you didn't have to challenge that responsibility. I think about my kin. I come from, at least from my mom's side, a bunch of farmers.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And Lord knows, they would eat seconds of every meal.
Right.
And it was beef, and it was potatoes, and it was, I mean, that's what they had.
Exactly.
The idea of a diet drink to my grandfather, that's the dumbest thing. I'm not paying for not having sugar in it.
Right.
But they didn't have weight issue. But then again, they didn't sit in a chair either all day.
Bingo.
You know?
I mean, exactly. And that goes to, believe it or not, one of the biggest lie of nutrition. And I'm going to make, and I think your computer's probably going to blow up here with people responding to this, but that whole absurd lie that there's such thing as good food and bad food is the biggest waste of time.
Wait a second. We're told all the time these things are on the good list, these things are, we shouldn't eat these other things.
I agree. We're told that again and again and again, and we've been studying it for over 50 years, and we still don't know what to eat. Now, that's kind of strange, is it not? But I'll come back to that later.
Okay.
That's a tease for another show. But
yeah,
to answer your question on that, yeah, they were busy. They were expending more than they took in or what have you, and they were doing fine, you know, in many cases.
So we'll come back from the break. I want to talk about that and what's coming up in the show, what people can expect, and kind of, you talked about shows down the road too. What you know, if somebody's got specific questions, we'll be able to go back, and you're probably going to address something. Whatever comes up, we'll be able to go back in the library of shows.
Sure.
If you got a question, hop on the text line or the phone line at 343-0106. My guest, Garrett Williamson from Personal Wedge Fitness. Of course, you'll be able to check out his show right now, debuting this week at FM Talk 106.5. And he's going to just continue to make people angry and go through his list of lies you've been told. I like this. All right, we'll be right back.
Listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right, 135 FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile on this Monday, and guest in studio, a voice that I get ready to hear quite a bit here at FM Talk 106.5, my buddy Garrett Williamson, Personal Edge Fitness. I want to ask you this before we go back into
yes.
the show. So I walk in. Tell folks where to find you, by the way, too.
We're located on the I-65 service road between Spring Hill Avenue and Old Shell Road on the west side of the interstate, just down from that Starbucks there. So that's
okay.
Where we're located.
So we walk in.
Yeah.
And I say, I need help.
Exactly.
Basically, you know, at that point, what do you do? I mean, you talked about it's not the same for everybody, but you've got you don't have a magic pill. Say, oh, you just do this thing and you're going to be fine.
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, we take probably a different approach than you're used to hearing. I mean, we've got I got to say something about my facility. The place is fantastic. It's actually an award-winning facility, designed by Don Bowden. It's all top-level equipment. We've got 8,500 under roof, got 30,000 square foot of total workout space.
Wow.
Pretty much everything we possibly need. But our programs are located in our trainer's imagination. So what we want to do, the first thing we want to do is we're going to sit down and talk to you. Because, hey, I want to lose weight. Stop there. Tell me what you're going to do. Well, yeah, but you're Sean Sullivan that wants to lose weight.
Right.
I haven't met that guy yet.
Right.
I have no idea what his program's like. And so we're going to sit down and we're going to talk to you. We're going to get to know you. We're going to try to figure out a best way to go about this. And not only that, but you're going to meet with somebody that's going to try to fit you with the best trainer. Because not only are we setting up and designing a program for you, but you're going to be spending time with this individual. You know, you're going to have to be able to jive with them. You know,
mm-hmm.
this old idea of what we call the Hollywood personal trainer, of somebody that yells at you until you throw up, and then you laugh, and then hand you heavier weight. That's not what personal training is about by any means. So we break it down. We talk about any injuries that you have, any challenges that you have, pre-existing conditions. If you're under medical care, if you're working with a physical therapist, because we work directly with the physical therapist. If it's rehab, if it's if you're trying to get ready for a sport and trying to, you know, earn a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to learn you, because the X, Y's, and Z's of fitness and your health situation, we've seen that before, I'm sure. But again, we haven't seen it with you. What's your lifestyle like? how much time are you going to be able to come in and commit to this? What challenges do you have in your life? What's your stress like? And at the same time, why are you really coming to us? And I get into that a lot more in the show tomorrow night. So we'll talk more about that. But and then once we do that, we set you up with a trainer. And then he probably hate to hear this. They're going to sit down and spend some time with you. They want to get to know you. They want to take you through through what we call a getting to know you workout. We've got to learn you. You've got to learn us. Anybody that's going to jump you right in and start going full tilt day one, is we know that from exercise physiology 101 that we don't do that. We've got to learn you. You've got to learn us. Once that's done, and we've gotten past that point, I tell people figuratively, eat your Wheaties. And the reason I say that is we're gonna go as hard as you want to go. You know, and we've had people that have come to our facility that have trained for a lot and what have you, and they've even worked with other trainers, and they come and say, "Wow, this is vastly different the way y'all approach this." At the same time, we've had people come in and didn't know how to work out, never worked out before, didn't know what to wear, literally didn't know where to buy what to wear. And we start people off there too.
Well, you know, and the idea is you have this program that you have for the individual, but there is I guess there is some commonality, and probably works with the people who will come to you, a facility like yours, is the accountability, right? Whether that's self-imposed.
Right.
But the kind of level of people that we're talking to right now are people that are achievers.
Absolutely.
And if they tell you they're going to do something,
period,
you're probably lucky that you get this group of people because they're motivated. If they told you they're going to do something, they're going to do it.
Sean, I tell everybody that the you know, again, wonderful facility and what have you, but we have the biggest reason people come to us. The second biggest reason is our expertise. We have the most qualified staff in the Southeast. Every single one of our trainers has at least a bachelor's degree in the field of either exercise science, exercise physiology, kinesiology, sport medicine, or athletic training. And those last two fields actually are rehab fields. On top of that, their certifications that they have, you can't even sit for those certifications unless you have a degree in the field. But I told you that's the number two reason.
Yeah.
While people come to us.
Yeah, what's
the
number one?
Number one reason, and the number one thing we sell is accountability.
Yeah.
Period. I mean, we're in control of your workouts, of your exercise, of your program, and we're going to make sure that every day you come in, every time you're doing something with us, every program is going to be effective, going to be successful.
You know, they're talking about the shows coming up, jumping forward to next week, but you said something to me that was, when you said this, I said, holy cow, for a lot of people in my age group, thinking about family members, this is huge, and balance. Right. Balance,
huge.
You know, keeping people from falling.
Massive, yeah, yeah.
But dude, this goes back to what you said in the beginning of the show. Used to be, well, you get to a certain age.
Yeah.
You fall, and there's a danger you're going to break a hip.
Right, right. Well, and cluing into that, just something you said, believe it or not, was fantastic. You said that in my mind, I'm 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned a couple of examples that you know, beforehand
about my immature jokes.
A lot of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually, that's probably one of the biggest things you've got going for you. Is mindset, and we'll get into that when we talk more about aging. But back to the balance, and we're actually going to talk about that next week. I was talking about aging earlier, that people think that as time passes on a calendar, balance just kind of escapes. It's this thing that some days I have it, some days I don't. It just goes away, and
yeah, you get to a certain age, you're just going to lose your balance.
Right, right, right. It's so not true. Absolutely not true. And so in the I can give you a tidbit on that. Real simple, and that is that there's a lot of things that you used to do when you were young that you don't do now. For instance, believe it or not, one of the biggest things you don't do right now after you stop playing games, stop playing sports, is you stop moving laterally. And it's just stepping side to side. I know that sounds crazy,
yeah,
but unless you're dancing or what have you, you stop moving laterally. Well, if you stop moving laterally, if you don't use it,
yeah, you lose it.
Bingo. Okay.
I'm just going through all the... Yeah, we should do all kind of lateral stuff in football.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, if you played tag, you ran laterally.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. If you hopscotch, you went laterally.
Yeah.
Foursquare, you went laterally.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a specific sport. I mean, somebody's coming down the... You know, this guy's coming down the hall running at you, and he's going to put gum in your hair. You're going to jump out of the way.
Right, right.
You know, we don't... I don't know. That might happen a lot in the 106.
It does, actually.
Office.
There's a good bit of that goes on that hallway right there. I never thought about that. But, yeah, we used to have to... I don't know of one reason I have to move laterally now.
Even in fitness, not until 2014 did they come out with a cardio piece that was sold mass market. There were a lot of things that came and went that actually did lateral movement. Now, the reason I bring that up is that you've got muscles that control that movement. They're all around this area called the hips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you fall at 17, you get a bruise, but you fall at 71, you
break a hip.
Break a hip, yeah. Bingo. Well, if that muscle degenerates, it's not there to protect the bone. therefore you fall, you break your hip, and you think, oh, well, of course I did, because I'm
you're
this
71.
Age. Exactly.
Right.
And incidence of mortality jumped by 2/3 with a broken hip.
Yeah.
So it's very simple. There is a cause and effect with all this, and it's not just this thing called time. Because nobody can give you the direct answer on time. Okay, well, if it's time, fantastic. At what age is this going to happen for everybody?
Correct.
Nobody has that answer.
Everybody wants to know that, right? When can I pencil that in?
Yeah, exactly. It would be great. I mean, AMA would have the best-selling calendar in the world if you think about it. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
So could help their stance in public opinion, too.
Yeah. What you're doing here is you're telling the premise is that there's a lot of lies. You're going to lay them out in the show. But this aging, as we understand it,
right,
is a lie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I get in discussions about this, you can imagine, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I give talks on it, and the Q&A can last longer than the talk did. Because
sure.
I get the, but what about? And every single whatabouts, I promise you, I can dispel. Every single whatabouts, I can dispel. But what's interesting about it is so ingrained that when they
sure
hear, if you answer 100 whatabouts, people will still go, yeah, but they're going to ask you another. And why? It's so ingrained. It's almost like I say the earth is flat.
Because we want to do, because we say, listen, just because that person, we see, I think maybe it is, I still see the story. I think the anomaly is, you know, the quarterback that's still playing
right
at 40, you know.
Right.
The anomaly is the news story, the 70-year-old that ran the marathon,
right,
they, you know, that did the triathlon.
Right.
Right. Because that's
exactly
the exception.
Yeah.
But you're saying,
oh, no. It, believe it or not, we see it as the exception. In fact, I had a client, and she was with me for 22 years, and she was incredible shape. If I mention a name and somebody, oh my gosh, yes, yeah, oh Lord. Well, everybody that talked to her about that made her feel ostracized. You think about it now, seriously. You know, if you do that with somebody that's overweight, then,
yeah,
you know, but this lady was in incredible shape, but she almost couldn't go to a party, and people, you know, a little bit of that's great.
Yeah.
But so much so that she actually told me, I feel like a weirdo. And I said, that's sad, because what you're doing is absolutely normal. And go back to the Olympics. This past Olympics, we had a 40-year-old woman who from Romania,
mm-hmm,
that competed in it. And of course, you know, NBC got all kinds of time on, oh my gosh, look at her story. It's amazing. Oh, and incredible. Let me see, Sean, I can see the future, buddy. In 2024, we're going to have a 50-year-old. And we're going to be as amazed about it as we were the 40-year-old and the 30-year-old and the 20. Folks, there's a reason for that. And we all have control of it. And it is our responsibility. We can affect it. We can make a difference.
Can we bring it back, though? Because I could let me play the what if. Here we are in the what if
sure
game. Well, that person that never did let it go, from the time they were 20 and trained through 30 and trained through 40, they never did let it go.
Yes.
What about the person that wants to forget about the calendar time,
right,
and get back to it? But they've been riding the office chair
right
for two decades, and
right,
other than some kid wrestling
right
and a occasional game of after Thanksgiving dinner flying football,
right,
that's about it.
Well, you basically just described 60-70% of my clientele.
Yeah.
And they'll sit down and say, now listen, I don't want to be, you know, Superman. I want to die slower. You know,
yeah,
not saying
yeah,
that to me,
sure,
but that's basically
yeah
what they're saying. I said, no, actually, let's look at it a different way. What do you want to do and what have you? To answer your question, if you're coming to me and you've got you don't have a even an injury, we can rehab. But if you're missing your right arm and you happen to be a great right-handed pitcher, I'm going to have a difficulty on that
mm-hmm
one. But if not, how would you go about it? If you wanted to run again, you wanted to do whatever that physical activity
right
that you said you wanted to do again, how would you approach it, Garrett? Well, it's simple. The same way I approached it, that your coach approached it when you first thought about getting into it the first time. You know, you didn't, I want to be a pitcher. Great. We're going to put you on the mound. You're going to start for the varsity. You're going to throw 150 pitches the first day. No. Taught you to throw,
right,
catch, or whatever. You go about it the exact same way. Crawl, walk, run, and you can get it all back. And the reason being is because it's the most amazing machine in the world is the human body. We've been studying it. The first autopsies prior to Da Vinci, who played around doing them, which was
right
illegal in this country, back in the 1500s. We've been studying this thing for a long time. We still don't know everything about it, but something we do know is the fact that it regenerates itself every 10 years. There's not a machine out there that does that. And the fact that you can regrow muscle at any age, that's been proven over and over and over again. The fact that that you can strengthen muscle at the same rate, what have you, at any age, it doesn't matter. That you, if you feed it, you fuel it, you rest it, you build it. You can do that at any age. You can get all of that back, including the thing, the synapses in the brain and the hand-eye coordination, these kind of things that aren't so much physical, but they're in the brain.
Yeah.
Those are dormant neuropathways, and they can all be turned around. Balance is one of them.
Wow. All right. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, and then you've already got me ready for next week's show. So tomorrow night, the intro show, tell us what to expect.
Actually, I'm gonna list 10 of those lies. There's lots more than that, but I'm actually going to show you, everybody thinks they're after something different. Well, tell you the truth, we're all after the same thing.
Okay, we'll find out what that is tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Garrett, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I sure appreciate it,
John. All right, Garrett Williamson, Personal Edge Fitness. The show debuts tomorrow night, and, of course, the podcast will be posted up as well, and we'll be talking about that going forward. Coming right back to wrap it up, Feinbaum on the way in just 10 minutes.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 153 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Wrapping it up on a Monday. Remember, podcast of this show and the 40-some-odd hours a week of live local talk we do. Waiting for you a couple different places. You can go to fmtalk1065.com and just click the link for podcast. They're waiting for you there if you want to go a la carte. Also, if you want to have them delivered right there to your smartphone, then you ought to do it this way. Subscribe to iTunes or Stitcher. Also, TuneIn Radio, Spotify. Podcasts are waiting for you there. And while you're on our website, by the way, I want to make sure you really... We're like, let's see, two and a half weeks out from the drawing in the Big Green Deal giveaway. Now, $9,000 in a prize pack here. $9,000 worth of great stuff is going to be won by one of y'all. And like we've talked about over time, we are a local radio station. It's not even a carve out of another company. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally programmed radio station. So when there's a contest on FM Talk 106.5, it's somebody from here that wins by the definition of how we do radio, okay? It's not like in this one, we're going to let you win locally. Every contest we do, you win locally, right? So you got to do your part and get registered. Places you drop your name in. You go in these, our participating sponsors. You'll see the box there that says Big Green Deal, FM Talk 106.5. And right next to it will be the little cards you fill out, drop your name in. Now, once a day, no more than once a day, to go into Bailey's TV, Gulf Coast Tools, Delta Stone, Old Time Feed, Yellowhammer Fishing, Johnny's Premier Boat and RV, and the Cart Doctor. Now, if you go to our website, you can get the address for every one of our participating sponsors. Or, gosh, in today's world, you probably just plug those folks into your Google Maps and go see them. Drop your name in the registration box. Because, I mean, you've got the TV and the four-episode all-weather speakers, amplifier, Bluetooth, custom installation from Bailey's TV. You've got that gorgeous extra-large Big Green Egg from Gulf Coast Tools. You have the granite top outdoor cart custom fit for that extra-large Big Green Egg. That's coming from the folks at Delta Stone. I saw a picture of that the other day. Unbelievable. I mean, y'all, this is like, you've seen the carts and stuff for your Big Green Egg. Well, this is like the times 50 in fanciness. It's really awesome. Also, those Alarondack chairs and table set from Old Time Feed, they are actually in our lobby right now, and it's all we can do to get people not to sit in them. They are the most comfortable. It's like an Adirondack chair, but it's Alarondack, and they're even higher up, and they're just, the way they're set, they're super comfortable. Good stuff. Also, that new Vibe orange camo stand-up paddleboard from the folks at Yellowhammer Fishing. A one-week staycation, RV rental with Johnny's RV Resort, plus two-week four-seat golf cart rental from the Cart Doctor. All right, so all that stuff in one prize pack, one of y'all locally is going to win, valued over $9,000. But you do your part, get registered, fill out that entry form at each participating sponsor location, do it once per day, and then on July 3rd, We'll have done the drawing, and we'll announce the winner live on air during this show. So sometime between noon and 2 on July 3rd before we all get ready for the Independence Day extended weekend. All right, so details on the website. When you go to FM Talk 106.5, just click the tab for Big Green Deal. Coming up on tomorrow's show, a couple things slated here to happen. Hopefully, we will have heard something more, even though I was going to say for all intents and purposes, but all intents and purposes is something that's now cliched and you can't use it anymore. So let me put it in Sullivanese. I think for sure we're going to have Secretary of State John Merrill tell us yes or no, whether he is for sure running for Senate 2020. He's opened the campaign accounts. He's signed himself up with the Federal Election Commission as a candidate. He's just not for sure. This is just political talk he's in. We'll have him come on the show, hopefully either tomorrow or Wednesday, to talk more about his campaign. We've also put message out to Roy Moore's campaign. Hopefully have them in this week. And many of the other names on our list here that are running for Senate 2020, we'll have them come through the show sometime over the next probably month or so. So that's tomorrow. Hopefully maybe the Merrill interview tomorrow. Plus, we'll may get Doug Jones on. The person who has the job right now and what his case is for keeping the job. Be interesting, and I'd love to hear from you before we do that interview. Questions you have for the current senator. All right, I'm out of here. Feinbaum Show on the way next. We'll see you at 6 tomorrow morning for Mobile Mornings. Have a great one.